Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Joe Biden's first foreign trip as president.
He's been getting ready for 50 years.
Tiny tax bill for the 1%.
The ultra wealthy are completely out of the system.
Deadly hit and run.
People run away from little girls dying in the middle of a road.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A one-on-one with Russia's Vladimir Putin headlines Joe Biden's first overseas trip as president of the United States. He's just about to leave the White House, and Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the groundwork for the overseas journey has been laid out for days.
He's been engaging with his team, talking about what bilateral conversations he'll be having, where there are moments to voice the United States' concern.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. First stop on the president's eight-day, three-nation trip, the UK. The president addresses U.S. troops stationed at Mildenhall Air Force Base later today. Then he flies south to Cornwall, site of this weekend's G7 summit. There will likely be pledges on cutting carbon emissions and on sharing COVID vaccines with the rest of the world. How to deal with increasingly assertive Russia and China is a conversation that will likely continue at next week's NATO summit in Brussels.
The press plane for the Biden trip was delayed by cicadas. The insects invaded the aircraft's engines. And White House correspondent Weijia Jiang tells us Mr. Biden is heading off after calling off talks on his infrastructure plan with a Republican senator, as the sides remain about $800 billion apart.
The two sides just couldn't reach a deal when it came to the scope of a package and how to pay for it. Now a group of bipartisan senators will try to hammer out a proposal of their own, and President Biden plans to keep in touch with them by phone while he's in Europe.
Vice President Kamala Harris is back in the U.S. now after her mission to Mexico and Guatemala. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the focus was the southern border.
Harris hasn't been to the border since the president tasked her with handling the increasing number of migrants. Journalists repeatedly questioned her about this on her trip.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
And I haven't been to Europe.
Republican critics like Texas Senator John Cornyn called her out for skipping the stop.
She hasn't visited the facilities where tens of thousands of migrant children have been cared for.
Biden administration officials defended and clarified Harris's work.
Her assignment was to work with countries and leaders in the Northern Triangle to address root causes, address corruption.
A report by ProPublica reveals just how little the wealthiest Americans have been paying in taxes. Relying on 15 years of IRS information, the analysis found the 25 richest people, including the likes of Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Warren Buffett, sometimes paid little or no federal income taxes using legal loopholes. On CBS This Morning, ProPublica's Jesse Eisinger zeroed in on the case of businessman Carl Icahn.
He borrows a huge amount of money to invest in companies, and then he pays interest on that. He gets to deduct that interest, so that $500 million of income got wiped out from the interest payments. You and I and all the taxpayers in America are helping Carl Icahn borrow so that he can have better returns in the stock market.
Now to Victorville, California, where police have intensified the search for the hit-and-run driver who plowed into a group of girls. Three were killed. A fourth, who was critically injured, had a leg amputated. Peter Livingston, the local school superintendent, is looking for justice.
Absolutely disgusts me that these people are out there who I would not even call human beings running around here.
And the charge is murder against a 24-year-old man in the apparent road rage shooting death of a 6-year-old Southern California boy last month. The incident happened on a freeway as the child was being driven to school. D.A. Todd Spitzer is prosecuting the case.
The punishment for this crime is life in prison.
The man's girlfriend faces accessory charges. Thousands of people are out of their homes in rural towns an hour east of Phoenix because of a massive wildfire. So far, it's burned more than 110 square miles, and fire official John Pearson says additional evacuations could be ordered.
The weather, wind, topography, those things that get in alignment, and you're going to see some potentially extreme fire behavior.
A fire has forced some evacuations in and around Beale Air Force Base in California.
We have chickens, we have cats, we have dogs, the whole nine yards. And I was worried about them and the house.
That fire has burned more than 500 acres. Now to Florida, where students who were freshmen when a Parkland high school became the scene of a mass shooting have now graduated.
The nine students who died that day and a 10th classmate who died later were top of mind, with their families accepting graduation symbols like caps and tassels and honorary diplomas.
Accepting for Jamie Guttenberg or her mom Jennifer and dad Fred Guttenberg.
And there was one big surprise, a video from President Biden, who says the class of 21's story isn't just one of pain.
It's a story of resilience, turning pain to purpose, darkness to light. This is a legacy you're building, the legacy you'll continue to build.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The sentence is 3 years in prison for a former Wisconsin pharmacist who admitted ruining more than 500 doses of COVID-19 vaccine by removing them from refrigeration. Stephen Brandenburg is an admitted conspiracy theorist who believed the vaccine was dangerous. He said in court he feels great shame. Well, the FDA has green-lighted a weight loss drug. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says it's a higher-dose version of a diabetes medication.
The new drug, Wegovy, is approved for people who are either obese or overweight with at least one weight-related medical problem.
We have to think about obesity no different than hypertension, than high cholesterol, than diabetes.
Dr. Domenica Rubino says weight loss from current obesity medications averages about 7 to 9% of body weight.
People who require 10%, 15%, 20% weight loss, we need tools.
During a 16-month study, patients on Wegovy lost on average 17% of body weight.
A rising young star is the NBA's MVP.
It's a three from Jokic. Puts it up and down. What a stroke.
Big man Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets averaged more than 26 points and 10 rebounds a game. He's the lowest NBA draft pick to win the award. He was picked 41st in 2014. He said, to be honest, I never thought I'd be in the NBA. The high heat in the northern half of the country has prompted public schools in St. Paul, Minnesota, to end classes ahead of schedule. WCCO-TV's Jennifer Mayerly.
Students at J.J. Hill Montessori first cheered when they heard school was ending days early.
Then, by the end, everybody was crying hard.
Parents are frustrated the district didn't have a better plan after a tumultuous year.
Kids like stability and predictability.
We're told schools were hot, with students sweating, experiencing heat exhaustion, and fainting. Without AC, fans weren't cutting it. There's some understanding, but people wish there was more warning.
It still would have been hard, but it wouldn't have been like, well, I guess this is it.
At a Catholic school outside Los Angeles, a nun who took a vow of poverty has agreed to plead guilty to stealing more than $800,000 while she was principal. Prosecutors say she used the money to support a gambling habit. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.